ABC Radio Australia.
Now we begin in Fiji, where police have now laid charges following the interception of a large cocaine shipment in the country's west earlier this month. Six men, including four Ecuadorian nationals and two locals, are accused of offences ranging from unlawful importation and possession of illicit drugs to unlawful entry and serious assault. Police say forensic testing has confirmed more than 2.5 tonnes of cocaine were seized, with an estimated street value of hundreds of millions of dollars. For the latest developments, we're joined by ABC's Fiji reporter, Lide Movono. That Yanda, Lide, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Nalalele and Bolivina Agnes, happy to be talking to you again this morning.
Well, yes, let's carry on with this story. The fact that charges have now been laid, like how serious are the offences police are alleging?
Quite serious, Agnes. What the police have said in a very early morning statement from Police Commissioner Rusiato Tundravu is that six men have now been charged following consultations with the Director of Public Prosecutions. The four are Ecuadorian nationals, each facing charges of unlawful importation of illicit drugs, unlawful possession of illicit drugs, and unlawful entry into Fiji. Now, they did have two local accomplices, one from Vesaru Inba and the other residing in the same area but with Australian connections, Agnes. They are being charged with unlawful importation, 2 counts of possessions, and also serious assault, which took place during a altercation with police officers during the raid. And they're also being seen at the court in Tavua this morning, Agnes.
Okay, well, what does the move from arrests to formal charges tell us about a suppose how confident police are in their case?
And that's quite a significant point because with the state prosecutors having worked with the police quite closely, they were able to lay charges and will be producing these multiple accused persons in court this morning. And that's in record time, Agnes, because it will have been by the time we are in court in about a couple of hours from now, it'll be within a week of having made the arrests. And by comparison to previous major drug prosecutions in Fiji, one of which, you know, you and I talked a lot quite frequently about last year, it took authorities weeks, in some cases even months, to investigate to the point where charges could be laid. But police say in this morning's statement that months of intelligent gathering took place before this operation was pulled off, seemingly successful, and it appears to have allowed our law enforcement agencies to be more proactive and not as reactive as they have been in the past, Agnes.
Lida, I know you've spoken about the six men that have been charged, but I mean, is there anything else that we need to know about the suspects?
Yes, we were able to acquire some more information about the six who will be produced in court this morning. So the four Ecuadorian nationals range in age from their mid-20s to their early 50s. And the documents that we've been able to acquire show that they were traveling on valid Ecuadorian passports. But the interesting bit is they were issued relatively recent to their travel to Fiji. The locals, as I mentioned earlier, one of them grew up in New South Wales and was educated there. So we need to find out more when they appear in court this morning. But the involvement of local accused persons points to something that we've been seeing in recent cases, and that is the involvement of local people to facilitate, you know, a cross-border illegal operation. But as we get into court in Rakiraki, a little sleepy town on the northwestern end of Vitilevu, we'll be able to find out more about the people involved in this latest drug operation. Agnes.
Nice. When we look at the police, I know they've confirmed the weight and also the estimated value of the drugs. I'm wondering, how does the seizure sort of rank maybe historically for Fiji itself?
Well, look, it has the value of the drugs is 780 million Australian dollars, and it's 2.6 tons of cocaine. I've had to really calculate real quickly, Agnes, but to my knowledge, this is the largest cocaine bust that we've had in at least the last 10 years. I do have to do a little bit more digging. It's not as much as the haul that was seized during the January of 2024 drug bust in Langa Langa that resulted in Fiji's biggest ever successful drug prosecution. But this is quite a lot, especially for cocaine. So pretty high and pretty major, Agnes.
Lee, the police have confirmed cooperation also with international partners. What does that then say about how closely Fiji is now plugged into the global enforcement efforts?
Well, what we've been hearing from our work over the last several months and also now from, you know, the lines coming out of the police commissioner's office is that Fijian police is working now a lot closer with international law enforcement partners. And in this particular case, they attribute a lot of the international collaboration to the United States DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. So we are seeing a more transnational way of working. But we also understand from other media reports that there might have been an Australian federal government involvement as well. And so as you will know from previous cases, Fijian police tends to work very closely with the Australian federal police and also our military with the Australian Defence Force, particularly when it comes to illegal crime, transnational crime. But this is seeing a Fijian law enforcement community that is now working across the borders from where the drugs come to where else they're going to try and, I guess, triangulate what's happening within the Pacific Ocean.
Well, you know what's interesting? Yes, there's those four Ecuadorian nationals that have been part of the men that have been charged. But again, unfortunate to see that there is also two locals, right, that are among those charged. How significant then is that for investigators trying to dismantle wider networks?
Agnes, as you know, we've spoken to landowners. And so, as is the case in Fiji, about 90% of all land and inshore ocean space is owned by Indigenous people. And so it's Indigenous landowners who are in this particular case rising up to say enough is enough. And, you know, they're calling on coastal communities across the country and even across the Pacific to become coastal watchers of sort. And Pacific security experts are telling us that this is key for the Pacific. The fact that we have Indigenous communities who own territory means that we have the ability to look out for who's coming from overseas. Unfortunately, it's also in these communities that we're seeing, particularly in this case, that local partners of these transnational crime organizations are positioning themselves in and amongst these communities. So the two locals that have now been charged and will appear this morning, they are from the area. Even though one of them we're seeing from police documents has an Australian background. So he is Aussie Fijian to our understanding. But Agnes, there are six more people who are still being questioned by law enforcement. And so we're looking to see what these investigations will result in terms of understanding just who within Fiji works with these South American crime organizations to traffic drugs into the Pacific.
Well, I mean, look, as we wrap up, Lida, as the case does head to court later today, what are police still sort of working to uncover?
What they're saying, what they've said to us this morning is that they're looking to see how much of the drugs were meant to be transiting through, because as you know, Fiji is identified as a transit point. But we're seeing in recent times that some of these drugs, a small percentage, but growing, does make it into the local market. So our police sources tell us that they're looking to understand the local networks, but also to understand how the connections between the Australian markets and the New Zealand markets are coming in to Fiji. And so they have six in custody now, and they've been in custody for a few days, but they're hoping to make arrests and lay some more charges soon. And we're now about 2 hours away driving down to Rakiraki, which will be seeing a lot more excitement than they're used to, as these groups of men are now going to be prosecuted in this sleepy part of Fiji, Agnes.
Wow. As always, Lide Avinaka, for joining us this morning and keeping us across the situation. I know we'll be keeping in touch with you for more updates.
Vinata.
That is our ABC's Fiji reporter there, Lide Mavono.